Hello again. Welcome to the Bernie Miklas Show here on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe. And if you haven't, I'd appreciate it. Also, hit that like button and get the word out. Help me get the word out. You know, if you like what we're doing here, appreciate the support. You can let other people know about it as well. You can share these videos, whatever you like. I'm just asking for your help, and I thank you. And your comments have been phenomenal. You know, I get these reports from YouTube, and the one thing that they always talk about is, on the positive side, is that my engagement level is high, which means you all are making that happen by spending a lot of time delivering some great comments. So anyway, I wanted to get those preliminaries out of the way. It's interesting, you know, the Cardinals have won 5 out of 7, and in normal circumstances, you would say, well, it looks like they're making a charge. Looks like they're making a comeback. But the problem is there's now only 23 games left. And so even though they've won 5 out of 7, they're still 5.5 games out of the third wild card spot. And they've got the Cubs, Mets, and Braves ahead of them. And the adding very, very late. So I'm not here to discuss the Cardinals making a comeback, because although they've beaten some good teams and are playing pretty well, that it's needed to do this a lot earlier. It's too late. Could there be a miracle? Well, yeah, I guess, but whatever. We'll talk about that if it happens. So the Cardinals are trying to make a comeback, but let me tell you who is making a comeback is Paul Goldschmidt. And I want to revisit this because I think it's really, really interesting. Very interesting, because the question will be, first of all, he turns 37 on Tuesday, September the 10th. But what's so interesting about this is, you know, the situation about his contract's up at the end of the year. I have come to the conclusion that, look, this will be it. He's having a down year and he's getting older. And, you know, what is there to really decide? Now, some of you have mentioned, well, I could see this if it's a one-year deal and it's got to be at the right price. And, you know, and that's hard to define. And it's also hard to define whether Goldschmidt would want a one-year deal or whether he even wants to play here. Maybe not that he hates it here, but it's just that he might think he's got a better opportunity to win somewhere else, maybe in a ballpark that's more favorable to his hitting, things like that. So, you know, he gets a say in the matter, too, even if the Cardinals want to bring him back on a one-year deal. But I find myself intrigued by this because I had essentially written Goldschmidt off. And as I sit here today, I still think that the Cardinals got to be really careful about engaging him in any kind of contract talks and actually executing a contract. But listen, I try to be fair. I really do. And we all agree that Goldie overall has had a, by his standards, a poor season or way below average season. You can put any title on it that you want. But to be fair, this guy's been really, really good. And I'm not talking about the last week or 2 weeks. I mean, I'm going to read you some numbers because I got to. We can split his season into two parts. You got the first 3 months through the end of June, and then it picks up, make that clean break. Then it's July up until Tuesday night in Milwaukee. So the first 3 months of the season, Goldie hit .225. His on-base percentage was below .300. His slugging percentage was only .361. His OPS was .655. All of these are bad numbers, especially for him. And all of these numbers from the first 3 months holler out, you know, aging curve, decline, aging curve, hazard up ahead, hazard up ahead. And in the first 3 months, he had an extra base hit every 15 at-bats, and his strikeout rate was just awful, 29%. So you look at that, and that's kind of, you know, those impressions are lasting impressions. That's just human nature. Even someone like me who is a stat freak, right? He was so bad offensively over the first 3 months you know, that was the impression that stuck with me, right? It stuck with me. But he's been hitting and hitting and hitting, and it's gotten to the point where this isn't just like a little phase or whatever. You know, this has actually been going on for a while, and it's been more intense in a good way lately. So anyway, 225, 294, 361, 655 OPS first 3 months. All right, since the start of July, he's hitting 282. His batting average is up 57 points from the first 3 months. His on-base percentage is up 27 points from where it was after 3 months. His slugging percentage is 510, and that's up 149 points from where he was after the first 3 months. His OPS is 831 since July 1st. That's up 176 points from his first 3 months. If you look at a fancy pants stat, all you need to know is 100 is average. It's weighted runs created plus. Please forgive me, those of you who hate this stuff. I'm just going to give you the shorthand version. The first 3 months of the season, Goldie was 15% below league average offensively. Well, since July 1st, Goldie is 44% above league average. Now, that is a huge, huge difference, right? If we cleave his season first 3 months, next 3 months, the numbers really jump out at me. I mean, they can't be ignored or dismissed as like, oh, well, it's a little phase, right? He's always tinkering with his swing. And I think sometimes it's just like me tinkering with nonsense, not nonsense, but tinkering with stuff, trying to make it better and you make it worse. He tinkers too much in all likelihood. Because if you look at his StatCast stuff, and I'm not going to go into great detail on that because I'm throwing a lot of numbers out at you. But, you know, his exit velocity is rated very high in terms of the percentile. Same with the hard hit rate. He's hitting the ball as hard as ever. You know, some other things that go, you know, with that. There's not a lot of what's the word I want here, where there are warning lights flashing, like, whoa, old age, he aren't washed up, he can't get around on pitches, he can't hit the ball hard, he doesn't barrel it up, his exit velocity's down. No, all those numbers are in really, really good shape. And there is some evidence that maybe over the first 3 months he had some lousy batted ball luck, which, yes, is actually a real thing. Based on the quality of his contact, for example, his slugging percentage for the season should be a lot higher than it is. But if you just look at, for example, I mentioned the extra base hits. Like the first 3 months, he had an extra base hit every 15 at-bats. Since the start of July, he has hit an extra base hit every 7.6 at-bats. And his strikeout rate, remember I told you it was 29% the first 3 months? Since the start of July, that's dropped to 21%, which is, by today's standards, there's nothing wrong with that. He still doesn't walk enough, but he is getting on base more because he's getting more hits. And he has been just phenomenal as of late. You know, last night against, in that win over the Brewers, which was a very entertaining game, he was outstanding. 3 for 5, a double, a homer, 3 RBIs, a walk, a stolen base. He reached base all 5 times, 1 time on an error, but still he was on base all 5 times. And if you kind of look at where he's been, I'm picking an arbitrary starting date, but if you look at where he's been, like, for example, I'm going to give you two. His last 34 games, he's got a 360 on-base percentage and a 566 slug and a 926 OPS. In his last 21 games, he's hitting 350. He got a 395 on-base percentage, 625 slug, an OPS of 1.020. Now, I'm giving you a lot of numbers. That might be boring to some of you, but if I'm going to talk about Paul Goldschmidt making a comeback, if you will, what? I'm just going to sit here and say, well, you know, Goldie's making a comeback. His performance has been really nice. No, I'm giving you how dramatic it is. And the thing of it is, I have to speak to you about the numbers because there is a stark, stark, significant difference his hitting performance the first 3 months and what it's been in the last 2 months plus. So if you look at August and September, it's really kind of crazy because he's like 48% above league average offensively just since the start of August. So as it goes along, he gets better and better and better. So this raises a question. You know, people say, well, what do you think? And I'm undecided. I used to be, you know, I'm going to use a political analogy. And no, I'm not talking about politics or elections and like actual stuff. But I always get a kick out of like these polls where you have these undecided voters. That's fine. Or you say, well, this group of voters is leaning this way, or this group of voters leaning that way. And then an updated poll, it'll be like, well, those who were leaning for candidate A are now like undecided, or conversely, I use the wrong example. Those who were undecided for a long time are now like leaning in another way, a favorable way to Goldschmidt. It's kind of like that, the way I see the Cardinals, even myself from this standpoint. I would rule it out. Like I was prepared to just say, no, this is just, come on, it's not happening. He gets worse and worse and worse, but except he's gotten better and better and better and better. And the numbers back that up with really, really strong validity. So it really doesn't matter what I think. I may have been leaning hard on the thing like, nah, it's time to move on. So maybe I'm in the undecided camp. I am really, really fussy about certain things, though. You can't even think about going more than 1 year. And if you have a better plan at first base, then that has to be taken into consideration. And the thing about that is Burleson can play first base and he handles it pretty well. He actually does. But he can't hit left-handed pitching, so you're going to have a platoon. You're going to have a right-handed bat to play first against lefty starters. And look, I like what Lucan Baker has done because you know what? The thing that jumps out at me, it isn't that he's hit two home runs. It's the fact that he has slaughtered left-handed pitching all season in the minors. And I know it's AAA. But the thing about Baker, when you compare him to where he was, like his first major league trial last season, he's just taken better at bats. I mean, he's a lot more patient hitter. He's not swinging at junk the way he did. This guy has been drawing walk after walk after walk after walk. So that tells me there is some comfort and some confidence at the major league level. But have we seen enough of Baker to say flat out, well, you go with a Burleson Baker platoon at first? I think that's possible, but have we seen enough of Baker to jump to that conclusion? Now some people say, well, you go sign Pete Alonso. And this sort of takes me back to what I discussed yesterday. And it isn't that I don't like Pete Alonso. And by the way, it ain't my money. The Cardinals can do whatever the hell they want to do with it. But Pete Alonso, seems to me, you sign a guy, first of all, he would want to have long-term and all that stuff. You sign him and at a huge cost, and then it's one of those things you're going to regret down the road a bit. That's all I'm trying to say. And one of the things Cardinals have done is, of course, invest a lot of money in things that haven't worked out, including players that, you know, kind of tail off. It's a complicated situation. Now, for some of you, you may say, well, it's not complicated to me. No, you got to move on from Goldie. I get it. Okay. That's certainly a view that's got a lot of merit. And I'm actually leaning that way with you, actually. I'm still kind of in the lean, maybe moving back to undecided. I don't know. And I'm sorry for the people like it all or nothing. It's like, shut him, or like, no, get him out. You know, I don't play that game. I'm sorry. You know, that you can go to a lot of places and get that kind of, well, I gotta deliver a hot take. So let me holler it. It's gotta be all or nothing. There's nothing in the middle. There's no gray area. You know, I don't do that. Can't do it. Maybe I'm overly analytical. Maybe I'm too pragmatic, but I try to look at everything. And the other thing about baseball and all sports is you better can constantly evolve in updating, not changing, but updating your opinion, because this is a performance-based industry. So if I say two and a half months ago that forget about Paul Goldschmidt, it's done, he's toast. Burnt pie, as a football coach once referred to his defense, talking to me, burnt pie. Always love that. But you don't just say, well, that's it, close the book on it. If there are some reasons, statistics-based strong reasons, to where you say, well, I'm going to have to look at this again. And again, it doesn't matter what I think, right? What matters is how the Cardinals think about this. And I've always been inclined to believe that they have a soft spot for Paul Goldschmidt. He's a classy guy. He's not a great leader in the traditional sense, but he works like a fanatic. He's highly professional. He plays the game the right way. He is there to help anybody that comes to him for advice. He's just not a proactive leader. And if you want to ding him for that, I get it. I mean, you're not wrong for saying, well, they need more than that. All right. Well, who would that be? Like, who are they going to bring in that would fill that leadership void? You know what I'm saying? If you say goodbye to Goldschmidt. And again, I got to repeat, you know, this is up to Goldschmidt as well. So what I want to know, if the Cardinals were kind of like leaning one way or the other, maybe they were leaning towards, well, we probably should move on. Or maybe they were in that undecided camp. I wonder if the last 3 months and the last 2 months, this big block of time, I wonder if this is changing their opinion. I wonder if this is sort of changing their plans as of now, because you don't have to finalize plans until you get to the offseason. But I just wonder, these are terrific numbers. These are kind of the numbers of Goldie of old instead of old Goldie, if you catch my drift there. See, little play on words. How much is this going to influence their decision? If they got that soft spot and they want to bring him back, and I know this will make you a barf or whatever, not trying to. I know Ali Mall would love him back. So he's a soft spot guy. I think John Mozeliak's the same way, but who knows who's going to be making the shots, calling the shots, final say at the end of the season. That's where there's some uncertainty here. So we say, well, I think the Cardinals will do this. No, I think they'll do that. Okay, fine, but tell me who's running the baseball operation. Because at that point, if there's a new person, Chaim Bloom, running it, he may look at the Goldschmidt situation differently than, say, John Mozeliak and Michael Gerks, right? So that's my point here. This isn't some like cut and dry, black and white, all or nothing thing. There's a lot of different little factors that go into this. I'm just saying this. Here's my conclusion. I brought to you updated information about the fact that he's been getting better and better and better and better. His metrics are great in terms of hard hit rate, exit velocity, all that good stuff. And these numbers are like the numbers that he was putting up when he was still in his prime or just slightly after his prime. I don't know. My point is not what I think. My point is not to predict the future. What I'm trying to say is that I wonder if the Cardinals, whatever their evaluation was earlier in the season about Goldschmidt, I wonder if Goldie is doing enough to influence their decision, to make a difference in terms of what they're going to do. Are they going to say, okay, time out here. I think maybe we got to try to keep this guy. Are they going to say, no, even in a one-year deal, you know, he'll be a year older. What's going to happen next year? We can't predict the future. So it's not in a way, it's an easy call. If you just base him on the whole season, first 3 months, and he's shown enough age-related decline, I wouldn't want to go there. But it ain't that easy, because his Statcast metrics have been outstanding. And if a player's showing old age in terms of bat speed, in terms of hard hit rate, in terms of exit velocity, all that stuff, well, that shows up in those Statcast metrics. That confirms, yeah, he's too old. You know, he physically can't do it. They actually tell us something different. So then when you put these big numbers behind that, I wonder what the Cardinals are thinking now, right? I wonder what they're thinking now. And I want you to tell us how you think about this. And I want everybody to say whether they like the idea, they don't like the idea, or they like the deal. They like the idea, pardon me, with an asterisk. In other words, well, yeah, Goldie back, but only for a year and only if it's X amount of money, right? So there's a lot of choices here, potentially. That's why I like these situations. I like things that challenge us to think and things that challenge the Cardinals to think or reconsider. So I don't know which way it's going to go. My point today was to show you the before and after picture with Paul Goldschmidt. And if he is steeply in decline, wouldn't his numbers get worse as the season went on instead of getting better? That's another thing I'll just throw in here at the end. And I'm not making a case for anything. It's not my decision. But I wonder if the Cardinals, who have the soft spot for Paul Goldschmidt, are going to take what he's done since the start of July and have that be their defining point as to how they're going to make this decision. It's a really interesting situation. That'll do it for today. You never know. I might pop in for a happy hour video later. Appreciate you all very much. Thanks for watching. Sorry about all the numbers, but I had to lay it out why things are different, perhaps. And again, please subscribe. Please tell all your friends. Pass along. Share these videos. And I appreciate every one of you very, very much. And blast this in there with those comments as well. Take care.